In today's episode, we look back on the year that was and forward into the future. This is episode 58. I think we should start maybe talking about stuff that we've enjoyed this year and what we're looking forward to next year that's not necessarily going to be on Disney Plus. What do you guys think about that? Think we should do something like that?
You mean games?
Yeah, we could talk about games on this. You know,
where so are we? What is this?
Especially since this is Funsphere Game Club. Hi.
Oh, that's where we are.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Josh.
Mike?
No, you're also
Josh.
Oh,
I'm Josh also.
It's the Chinatown sequel that no one ever wanted. The three Joshes.
The three Joshes.
They recast Jake.
That's right. It's three Joshes. All right. Well, we're at that wonderful time of year again, folks, where 1 year is done. And
it's over.
And another one is just beginning, and hope springs eternal. So
hope springs eternal.
And yes. So we thought we'd take a moment, and instead of talking about games we're playing currently or anything like that, we look back on the year in reflection, and we look forward to...
No. All the promises that were made for this year that didn't deliver.
Yes, actually, I think that's quite well put.
2023 is the new 2022.
And 2022 was the new 2021. We'll just keep moving forward. Eventually, I believe...
Someone will make a game.
Someone will release a game on time. And like I said, hopefully... And this goes beyond just gaming. I do hope we have a good year here sometime. It would be nice to have.
I think
because
so.
Because we've had a couple of interesting past couple years. So, like I said, that's the great thing about the future. You can always look forward to it. So, all right, guys and gals and everyone else out there. We first and foremost wish that you've had a good year and that you have a good year coming forward. We're going to go ahead and go around and talk about the games we liked or movies we liked or whatnot and what we're looking forward to next year. And why don't we go ladies first this time around?
Okay. Wow. I don't know. The only game I played that came out... Wait, no, I did play Harvestella, but I've broken up with Harvestella.
Well, I do want to hear about that too, then.
The only game I played that came out... Oh, and Disney. Okay. Horizon is the game that came out this year. Oh, and Overwatch 2. I won't count Overwatch 2 because like, I feel like it's just like...
An ongoing.
Like they just overhauled it, which is great. Until the PvE comes out, it's just... Anyway. Horizon Forbidden West was great. And...
Is that your personal game of the year?
Is that a thing we're doing? We're voting.
That is my
on...
personal game of the year. Yes. If Endwalker had come out in 2022 and not December 2021, that would be my game of the year, even though it's an expansion. It is Horizon Forbidden West.
Okay. So You mentioned that you broke up with the game you talked about last time.
Yeah.
So the end of the year did not produce any great games for you?
I wish I could get that money back. Because, like, this, it's not bad. It's not a bad game. It's just that I found out that, like, the romance thing is very, very shallow and brief. And, like, pointless. And there's three options for character gender: male, female, non-binary. And I swear I picked female, but they keep using they, them pronouns for my character, which is immersion breaking for me, because in my mind, I'm like, this character is supposed to be a girl because I am. And it's, you know, an extent, you know, I'm like projecting upon her, but they keep using the wrong pronouns. And I can't, they're not talking. It feels like they're not even talking about me. And then I can't restart. I don't want to restart the game because you cannot skip the cutscenes. And they're all so long that so I just closed it and I'm not going to go back.
I got a real quick question. Like, maybe you should try this sometime. You mentioned how like they were cheaping out by removing you from cutscenes and not showing your portrait and everything like that. I wonder if they use they, them for any choice you would have
That's
made.
What I was Making wondering, but I looked it up and they said, because somebody was asking, like, if the gender you choose even matters, and it says it just changes the pronouns they use. But I am 100% sure I selected female, and I'm like, and it's just people want their right pronouns. It's just a fair thing. And it was very immersion breaking because I was just wondering if the game was bugged or something, like every time it happened. Because I was like, that's not right. And so I just gave up on it because it was too frustrating for me. Like, I couldn't. I felt like I didn't get to make my character the full with the like four options you have.
Gotcha. Felt like they cheaped you out. I got it.
Yeah. So I was so frustrated because I was like,
ah! All right. So
that's the problem with those kind of games, though. It seems like they are just trying to tackle too many types of gameplay in one game, and you just lose focus on everything.
Yeah, I liked the idea of a Stardew with like an overarching plot, but it became like frustrating because the days are on a timer like Stardew. It's a little bit longer, but like, by the time sometimes you finish watering everything and all that stuff, then, or like harvesting crops, then the day's half over and all of your stamina is pretty much gone. So you can either eat the food that you have saved for the dungeon and then probably die in the dungeon because the save points don't replenish your health or anything, or just wait till tomorrow. So that's kind of frustrating. It was a cool idea, but I just don't think it was executed very well. So, yeah, I don't know. It's very mid.
Okay.
Bummer. Yeah.
So, next year, what are you looking forward to?
I don't know anything that's coming out next year, except in January, the new story patch for Final Fantasy XIV.
Okay.
And the expansion for Forbidden West is coming, or the DLC for Forbidden West is coming out, which I'm really looking forward to, but it's PS5 exclusive, so I have to get a PS5 before April.
Is Haunted Chocolatier?
I don't know.
Is that slated for next year?
I don't think so. I think it's very open-ended, so if that is announced for next year, that will...
That might be a good one.
I thought it was, because I know they showed the trailer this year. You don't usually show it that far out.
It just says he...
Unless you're BioShock Infinite.
Well, he does.
It just says he's working on it.
All right. Mike, what about you?
All right. Year-end recap. Well, this year has been bookended by Pokemon games.
Okay.
For me, as far as what I've been playing... I will say I was a lot more excited about the franchise at the beginning of this year than as we're concluding. I won't rehash a lot of the issues that I had that everyone is having with Scarlet and Violet, but they are still very much there.
Okay.
And it's kind of like Samantha was saying, it gets to a point where it is immersion breaking. Like, It's distracting from me enjoying the game. Like, it's one of those tics that you never wish you saw in a person, because now all you do is see it. Like, now that I've caught the 2 frame per second people moving around, as soon as there's anything in the background, I'm looking for that instead of just playing the game.
I see. Okay.
Also, there, I really haven't figured out the... Because they clearly want, even though it's open world, like, they've developed areas where, like, some are higher level than the others. Or maybe I've just leveled my Pokemon up in a weird way, and so it's kind of messing with the algorithm of how you're supposed to fight. All I know is that it seems like everybody I run into is killing all my Pokemon.
Just murdering your pets.
And I do not want to grind. Like, it's a Pokemon game. I shouldn't have to grind to do, like, the story shit. So, yeah. Also not enjoying my game towards the end of the year.
What was your game of the year?
God, what was my game of the year? I don't know. There was nothing really stand out of this year. Like, I enjoyed the time that I spent playing Diamond and Arceus, but neither one of those were, like, a really standout game. Like, Diamond was more just nostalgia, and then Arceus was fun, but, like, as soon as I finished the Pokedex, I closed the game, and I haven't thought about it since.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to next year besides the next Pokemon game?
I don't know that I am looking forward to the next Pokemon game.
Oh.
I think they've got some work to do. Alan Wake, obviously, is... if it comes out next year, I really am skeptical if that comes out. But they promised 2023, and they said they were going to be silent this year to work on it. And all that they've held up, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Metroid, I'm hoping maybe we hear something about 4. This has been the most ridiculous development I've ever heard of. Like, even... Retro starting from scratch, you should still have a finished product by now.
Or at least something you could show.
Yeah, show something. We know it's been worked on this whole time. Like, and Retro keeps showing, like, people are finding job positions that they're hiring for, and they keep showing it, like, throughout development. So, fucking show your work. It's like Common Core math, you assholes.
One screen cap.
Yeah.
Just
it really is. It's frustrating. Like, on the one hand, I've always appreciated like Bethesda used to do this. They kind of stopped. But remember when Bethesda and Rockstar, whenever they would announce a game, they're like, "Hey, look, this is a game that you're going to be playing for years to come."
Yep.
And it's going to be out in a month. It's the first you're ever hearing about it or seeing it. Like, they spent all the development time and you never knew it was coming. Yep. And they announce it and you don't have to wait very long. It was such a magical time.
I really wish they would do that more. Like, that was the standard for TV shows, for movies, for games. Like, don't make me wait 5 years for something.
I would argue that that's kind of actually already happening. That there are a lot more companies that are going to that, hey, we're announcing it, it'll be out in at most 3 months.
Like what?
Okay, I have some examples if you're done. are you done? You got anything else you're looking forward to?
Well, no, we're having a conversation,
okay.
So... I don't want to pass the baton, but I still want to hear you elaborate on this specific instance.
Okay, I'll be glad to. So, I never thought I was going to be the voice of optimism and hope in all this episode, but apparently, I'll just say this. When it's my turn, I will say I actually had a game at the end of the year I enjoyed. But to answer your question directly, Mike, the game that was just announced that will be coming out in March... is Star Wars Jedi Survivor. It was just announced at what?
I'm just trying. My brain took two paths. One Jedi version of the show Survivor, and the other one was like a Jedi just having to survive in the wild, like Bear Grylls style.
Kind of, sort of.
I just thought Beyonce doing a Star Wars twist on her song.
That's even better.
Okay. Well, all those things would be wonderful. I'm going to completely agree. But this is the sequel to Jedi Star Wars Fallen Order. So it is a sequel, but they announced it like at the Game Awards just a few days ago. And they're like, it's coming out in March. And I think over the past like 6 months, we've had some other announcements like, hey, this game's coming out. It's coming out early next year, middle of next year. Street Fighter 6 was just officially announced for next summer.
They teased that over the summer.
I should say I don't want to wait more than 1 month.
Okay. So we need to specify.
Well, even stuff like Fallout and Grand Theft Auto, it was still like 6 months. But 6 months is not a bad wait time.
I think 6 months is the right amount of time. Build up some hype, but not too much.
Yeah. Like, do it before, and they should get back to the system of like, make the reason that people pre-order stuff matter again. Like, do it in a reasonable amount of time before you need to start manufacturing units. That way you can get an accurate gauge of how many you need to actually make.
Yep.
That way everybody that wants the thing they want gets it, isn't punished by bots.
Right.
And then the game comes out. Everybody's happy.
Yep. All right.
But don't make us wait like a Bioshock Infinite, which we still need to talk about.
We will one day.
Didn't we?
All right. So, no, we talked about
Bioshock. Well, we brought it up.
Oh.
But we're waiting on Matthew Dishner.
Dishner. I disagree.
Don't feel bad about mentioning his name because he won't hear this.
No one will. All right. So, Mike, do you care to pass the baton now? Can I go ahead and finish up the rest of my thoughts and then we can keep talking?
Yes, I do want to say hopefully there's a new Grand Theft Auto game that comes out that is not online or something from Rockstar. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I saw not too long. Oh, no, it was a Donkey video where he was talking about like how Rockstar in the 360 era was amazing. Like, they put out so many great games, and it seems like every year there was something to look forward to, and now it's like 10 to 15 years development time between games.
It is almost a decade for GTA.
I feel like
GTA was 2013.
They just announce a game as soon as somebody has an idea for one.
No, not Rockstar, usually, I would say.
I meant, game developers. Like,
actually, I think that's very true. Like, they highlight sequels to games that are never going to happen, and then they have to back it down or put stuff out.
Yeah, somebody has a dream and announces it to the world, and they're like, shit, now we have to make this game. I'm pretty sure that is what Nintendo did with Metroid Prime 4. Like, they started out, they were like, well, everybody wants it, so let's just, we don't have anything else to announce.
Do you know what?
We'll just slap a logo up. So, and then they're like, fuck, now we have to build this game.
So I think they did this instead. I think they announced that they were going to do Metroid Prime 4. The build went terrible.
No, we know that this is what happened.
We know that this is what happened, but here's what they haven't told us. They made the pivot to Dread, which was wonderful, but they didn't have the guts to say, guys, we've canceled Prime 4. It's never going to happen.
They didn't cancel it.
I know.
That's what...
I know. They just don't have... They just keep stringing you along, but I honestly have a gut and like feeling we'll see a sequel to Dread before we see a sequel to Prime.
No. My thought is that Nintendo of Japan still probably has a hold on the story, and they're bottlenecking the entire thing, where they should just like do what they did with the first Metroid Prime and say, like, you know what, you guys make whatever the fuck you want, we don't care. But I have a feeling, especially with the way that oh my god, what was the one on the Wii?
Other M.
Yes. As with the way that Other M went down, I have a feeling that Nintendo is being very like, no, we really don't want you to do that. Do this instead. And change that and do this, do that.
Yeah. Or the other thing that Nintendo is so opt to do, they're sandbagging the release for new hardware.
Ooh.
Yes, that's been an a recurring theory of yours.
Yes, yes, it is.
We'll see. I still don't buy that there's going to be a new Switch next year where you thought there would be.
I think there will be. All right, so I'm going to go real quick over the games that I enjoyed this year. And
lawn mowing.
Yes, I did enjoy Lawn Mowing Simulator. It is true. I will say my end of the year game, I actually did really enjoy God of War Ragnarok. I just finished it yesterday. Fantastic sequel. Fantastic sequel. It really does get close to being my game of the year. I'm actually going to call it a tie with the game that won the Game of the Year awards, Elden Ring. I was genuinely surprised how much time and energy and how much I enjoyed Elden Ring. Even though I haven't finished it, I kind of want to go back and restart it and try it again because I enjoyed it so much. I really didn't expect to. Some other standouts I would say I've had this year. Sifu. I thought that was still a very interesting idea about how to do a game. A lot of fun. A lot of challenge. But there wasn't a lot that actually came out this year that I was like super hyped for besides kind of those three games. There were a few other ones like, you know, I talked about Call of the Lamb, Shredder's Revenge. Those were fun, but nothing stellar. But man, oh man, is my wallet going to take a beating next year. I have already, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games that are going to be coming out supposedly next year, and most of them before June.
What are they?
I've got Resident Evil 4, the remake. I've got Dead Space, which comes out in January.
Oh, did you play the
the Callisto Protocol?
Mm-hmm.
No. Something told me.
I thought that it was going to be on the Game Pass, and so I looked at it, and it's not. And the game is $70.
Yes, and it did very, very poorly critically. And
so, are all games $70, or are they just experimenting with some games?
All the games now, I think, are $70. Microsoft just agreed that they're going to go to the $70 price point too.
Ugh.
Bad idea. It's been so ingrained in people's minds. That's the reason why games haven't gone up in price.
That's true, but
even though they probably should have. But the overhead is still very much in their favor.
Of course. Of course. So I mentioned Street Fighter 6 as well is coming out. Spider-Man 2 is supposed to show up in 2023, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then there's a game I have on here for kind of melancholy reasons. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. I didn't really want to buy this game. Like, when it came out, I figured this is one that I'd get on sales price. Even though it is a Rocksteady game and it is supposed to be in the Arkham universe, it's not a Batman game. But the reason I'll be buying it when it comes out is this will be the last performance of Kevin Conroy as Batman. And for me, I'm like, you know what? I've enjoyed that man being Batman for 30-something years at this point. I will gladly pick up his last performance just to have it. Even if I never really enjoy the game, I'll just get it because, I mean, hell, just as a way of saying thanks to Kevin Conroy, I guess. Like I said, that's the melancholy one for me. But, like I said, I've got a lot of stuff to look forward to as far as games go next year.
Now we start taking predictions on how many from that list will be pushed back to next year.
I forgot about Final Fantasy 16. I think that's next year.
I will say, Mike, yes, it is, Samantha. I saw that earlier, too. A lot of these won't be pushed back because they were supposed to have come out this year. So they'll be coming out in 2023.
They could still... Bioshock Infinite.
They could, but...
was a multi-year pushback.
Yeah. So, Mike, there's one on this list I didn't have that I've wondered if you picked up on.
Pokemon.
Alan Wake?
No, I have Alan Wake. I meant to mention Alan Wake, but yes, I'm looking forward to Alan Wake as well. Zelda. It's supposed to be coming out in February.
Is it February?
Yeah, February, I believe. And I've got no interest. None at all. So I guess that'll be my book.
I mean, it's a Zelda, so I'm going to give it. I'm very curious what the hell they've been doing. Because it... This is another sequel where it doesn't make sense how much development time has taken.
Especially when you look at the origins of the game itself. Of it being on the Wii U and then ported to the Switch. So they've had the entire Switch's lifestyle, or life cycle, to produce a sequel, and they have it. Yep.
And the trailers are very cryptic with... What are we adding gameplay? Obviously, the gimmick of jumping to these platforms in the sky. But outside of that, like, is it going to be a one-to-one scale of the existing map plus all these new areas? Or knowing Nintendo, no, it won't be. So what are you taking away from the game to make room for this new stuff?
My guess would be a lot.
But if they make it more like traditional Zeldas, which was always my gripe of Breath of the Wild, then it will be a step in the right direction. Like, not having weapons that break or anything like that. But those are concessions that I don't think they're going to change because of the
success of
engine.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. Also, just the success that Breath of the Wild had, I don't think that they'll try to change it up as much as you would hope. Whereas most Zeldas are a new game and a new gimmick, everyone, I think, unfortunately, we've seen the end of that. Or at least for this generation. All right. What else? Is there anything non-video game that you guys are looking forward to in the coming year?
Severance Season 2. I gotta know.
We're going to see King Gizzard at Red Rocks.
Ooh, neat.
In June.
Big trip.
Ooh, I'm going to New Zealand.
Allegedly. Oh!
We haven't quite planned it, but I think we're aiming for February. So I hope to have these details hammered out, ironed out, whatever, once Skig is down here for Christmas.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it looks like...
You can make your own Rings of Power sequel.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Shire, the Hobbit place they have, and they're also doing this walking... It's like a four-day hike, but it's easy, along the coast. But you get to stay in, like, luxury hotels every night. So it's like you walk, you hike for 20-ish miles and then go to a really nice hotel, then do the next leg.
Oh. Sounds really cool.
Maybe you'll run into Brett and Jermaine.
I hope so. I hope I can run into any of those vampires or the Wellington Paranormal Division of their police.
All right. Well, one thing I look forward to next year is a lot more episodes of Funsphere Club and Funsphere Movie Club. Because other than that, I live a pretty boring life. So that's about it. That's what I look forward to.
Yeah, I don't go. So I don't do anything.
Except go to New Zealand.
Yeah, but that's a strange event.
All right. Anybody else have anything to share?
We should do an on location episode next year.
Yeah.
On location at your house, maybe?
Let's all go to Canada.
I think there's
going to
be two Glass Cannon shows in Canada. So yeah, I might be going there as well. You guys should just come along. Watch some GCP. Talk video games.
Funsphere live from Vancouver.
Yeah, we should just crash theirs. Be like, guess what? Funsphere's in the house and we're here to take over.
I would love to.
People would be like, what the fuck?
Just thinking like how angry what is this? This one guy would get just hilarious.
And be like, what are these rank amateurs doing here?
I know everything about D&D. I know there's dice.
Dragons.
They'd be like,
dungeons.
We're playing Pathfinder.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys in the new year and on the next episode of Funsphere Game Club. Bye.